okay now?
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Metlarge. You've got quite a few things on here.
Good morning, council members. It's great to follow the budget, and we do have a good enterprise fund budget, and we're trying to catch up and make sure that the capital projects, as they appear in this year's budget, do get worked on and move forward. So the first one here, you've seen me here before, the Inland Bay Wastewater Treatment Plant switchgear. We had to reject all bids prior. This time we did much better. We had a very clean bid, good response, and you may recall that this equipment dates back to the initial building of the wastewater facility. It's well over 25 years old. We have a good recommendation, and we are right within our budget. And I'm very pleased to say that the price from the previous somewhat unfounded bidding did not go up. As a matter of fact, it slightly went down. And we do have a clean tie-in to the required equipment. Having said this, I think we're ready to make a recommendation to award the contract. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the base bid for contract 14-17 Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility switchgear replacement be awarded to John W. Titer Incorporated in the amount of $281,000.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll guess motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The next two projects are actually utilizing our new bid documents, which we have in cooperation with council developed, and we can now use over and over again. They have received pre-legal approval. We're using them to just attach the technical part and then re-advertise it. So that pretty streamlined our process. We already have new projects advertised based on these bid documents. Took a while, several months, to get there, but I think we're very pleased that we are here.
Very good.
The first one is the odor control unit for pump station 172. We had a number of plant holders. This is a biological odor removal unit, so there's a biological process underlying this, not a chemical process and or a physical exchange process, just like activated carbon. And this particular process unit, there's three or four suppliers out there. We've contacted them all. A number of them have been plant holders. In the end, only one company felt they wanted to provide this particular equipment piece because we had some pretty stringent timelines and contract requirements. So having said this, the price which came in for BioAir Solution is a fair price, and it falls within our budget. The contract amount is $76,700. This is the equipment purchase only. As I said, that's the equipment bid spec. We will install it with our own labor forces. So this is not one of the ones we want to use the time and material contract for. This is one we're going to use our own team for. If you are so inclined,
sure.
Be it moved upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that the base bid for contract 16-20, pump station 172, odor control equipment, be awarded to BioAir Solutions of Voorhees, New Jersey, in the amount of $76,700.
Pleasure, Council.
Make the motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Next, sir.
The second one is pump stations. The third item on the agenda is pump stations 43 and pump station 80. These are, again, odor control units. The reason we broke them out because there's a size difference. So we felt like had slightly different technical specifications rather than mixing apples and oranges. We used, again, the same front boilerplate and then attached the different technical specs to that. So in essence, everything I said before holds true for this particular award, and it is also within the budget, and it is within our estimate. So the same company did bid on this, and the contract amount is $95,500 for two units total, if you're so inclined to award that. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the base bid for contract 16-25 pump stations 43 and 80 odor control equipment be awarded to BioAir Solutions of Voorhees, New Jersey in the amount, I'd like to say in the combined amount of $95,500.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Arlette, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Next, sir.
The next one was not a budgeted project. It is a storm-related project. You may recall that the T-hanger we have at the airport, one of the T-hangers we have at the airport, the oldest one, was damaged by the storm in earlier this year, let's say. I think it was in January. And we've been through an evaluation phase plus a bid document phase plus a bidding phase for this particular one. It is a repeat loss structure, which means according to, this predates my tenure, but according to Ms. Roth, we've had a couple of claims on this particular building already, two we can document. She thinks there may actually be three. So this is at least our third claim in terms of damage. And I'd like to say it's a maintenance challenge building. It is a fairly unique construction. And between Mr. Stokely and myself, we have certainly looked at the recommendations here, what would be the best. In addition, our president became aware of the situation, and he, as well as Mr. Lawson, were looking at options. And in the light of the options and in the light of the ruling that the insurance coverage, which is eligible, would be paid to us in either case, repair or replacement being a new structure. And in addition to the fact that the low bidder in the debriefing, as you can see in the discrepancy of the bid amounts, has admitted that there were omissions made in the base bid. However, he did not volunteer to withdraw his bid. He was very, very honorable to say we will honor our bid, regardless if we were so inclined. Having said this, we feel due to the inconsistencies, the circumstances associated with the replacement, the questionable, loss history of the building, we seek your two-step motion. One would be to reject all bids, and two, to instruct the engineering department to seek a replacement bid with the option to upgrade the hangar to a unit which can accommodate the growth and meets the master plan of the airport. So, I do. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that all bids for contract 16-27 T-hanger roof repairs be rejected and the contract to be rebid at a later date.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
That was the end of my numbers.
Okay.
We will be back with the T-hanger.
You just want to roll up and keep it going, I guess.
Will I be able to see you, Mr. Hans, after me?
It will be my pleasure.
Mr. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. Four grants for your consideration. The first one is the Indian River School. I'm right at it. The Indian River School District is requesting $1,200 to help send their Odyssey of the Mind team to the World Finals. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 for Mr. Cole and $500 for Mr. Arlette.
We'll make that motion again, won't we, Mr. Arlette?
Yes, I think it's relevant to let it be known that it's the World Finals competition.
Ooh.
So it's
my gosh.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
To grant $1,000, that was?
Yes.
$1,000 to Indian River School District for the Odyssey of the Mind World Competition, being $500 Mr. Cole's and $500 Arlette's account. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is the Del Mar Council Boy Scouts of America. They're requesting $2,250 to assist with camping scholarships. Approximately 40 Sussex County residents will benefit from the scholarship that will allow them to attend a week-long event and that challenges them physically and intellectually. Last grant received was $1,000 from the countywide youth program.
How much do we have in the countywide youth program?
That's 7,000, 6,000.
Yep, $6,900.
What, should we double that this year? There are 40 kids gone, and is there any support for taking $2,000 out of that fund?
Well, I have a question before I answer that. Ms. Jennings, how many kids, I'm looking at the form now.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids from the county are, is it all 40 of these kids?
All 40 are
Sussex
County.
Represented from Sussex County.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. Because I know it's going to the Delmarva Council, which is...
Right, the overall R team, but that's 40 right. is specific to Sussex okay. County.
Okay, therefore, I would concur with Mr. Cole.
So we have a motion, Mr. Cole.
And a second.
Second, Mr.
I'll Arlette, second it.
To grant $2,000 to the Delmarva Council Boy Scouts of America for camp scholarships for Sussex County residents only, coming from our countywide youth grant fund. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. Next.
The next one's the Rehoboth Summer Children's Theaters requesting $500 to continue their program of entertainment, enrichment, and education to audiences of all ages. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Cole.
I would like to do that again.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, to grant $500 to the Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater for program expenses from Mr. Cole's Council Magic account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Next.
Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club through the Delaware Community Foundation is requesting $1,000 to purchase flags to fly in honor and memory of our military, first responders, and community heroes. The flags will be displayed on the circle at Dell Tech and the entrance to downtown Millsboro. Proceeds from this event support local youth programs, scholarships, and the Rotary's community projects. Last grant received was $600, which was $200 from Mr. Wilson and $100 from each of the remaining four council members.
I'll make a motion we do the same.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $600 to the Delaware Community Foundation, the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club's Flag for Heroes Project, being $200 from Mr. Wilson's account and $100 from Mr. Arlette's, Mr. Cole's, myself, and Mrs. Deaver.
I do have a question.
Mr. Arlette.
With Ms. Deaver not here, are we permitted to include her on this?
Yes, of course.
I'm just asking out of respect for her.
Yep.
So, okay.
You don't want her,
because
her to feel left out.
She was the okay. Same thing, so. More questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Questions included.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody?
Just real quick, just one. Perhaps two, but I just want to publicly commend again the paramedics for their 25-year anniversary in the event they had on Saturday evening here in Georgetown. I thought they did a great job. It was a great event, and want to commend them and all of their hard work and for what they do for this community. Number one. Number two is... I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, so therefore I will just pass on number two.
Okay.
As a matter of fact,
I will pass. Questions, that's probably best thing.
Good move.
Any more comments from council? Comments from council. Mr. Lawson.
Mr. President, I want to make council aware of the fact that we've been invited to the groundbreaking ceremony at the Bay Health campus south of Milford next Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Right.
I verified with our clerk of the council, we have no posted scheduled hearings in the morning. So we do have public hearings in the afternoon. We could push our meeting in the morning to attend that groundbreaking if council so chooses.
What's your recommendation on time to start our meeting?
Our hearings are at 1:30, so we could push to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
I make a motion we do that.
I'll second it.
Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlette. That we start next Tuesday's county council meeting at 1 p.m. Question on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
IBS motion carried. Anything else, Mr.
Thank you.
Anything else from council? Hearing none. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition and potential litigation. Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Arlette. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
IBS motion carried. We're now in executive session, land acquisition and potential litigation.